伙伴朋友们，早上神与你同在，感谢耶稣，感谢耶稣，我们走进了第二周灵的人生四十三点零。那在这第二周里面，我们会经历很多生命的破碎、压碎、粉碎，这是必然的。在第一周当中，我们有很多生命的搅动、搅拌我们的生命，很多不知道什么东西都好像浮现出来，这是正常的。因为就好像一杯水，如果我们没有去搅它，它很多沉淀物在下面，当搅的时候呢，沉淀物就浮上来，看到水原来是那么浑浊的。也就是说，我们整一年走下来，我们有很多的垃圾，很多的灰尘，很多的泥沙，很多的泥巴，我们是必然需要把它搅动出去的。所以第一周会有很多的搅动，但是记得第二周的搅动会更加激烈，所以我就用叫破碎生命，破除、压碎、破碎我们的生命。所以这周继续让主在我们里面做成。可能在这周里面，神不只是把这一年你的经历的一过程把它浮现出来，神也把一些你过去的原生家庭的长大，或者过去十年、二十年前的一些经历，都把它显露出来。这是好的，因为主要我们成为一个一杯干净的水、洁净的水，把里面的全部沉淀物都把它拿掉。所以呢，当你这样走过第二周的时候，很多很多东西浮现的时候，我们就谦卑来到神面前，我们来到认罪，来到悔改，来到跟主说，主啊，我就是如此不堪，所以我更加需要你。我们当中没有一个好人，只是我们有一位好神。所以我们在第二周的灵修，我们的圣灵四十早灵修，我们有一些调整。那前面的部分呢，我们有十分钟到十五分钟左右，我们来听我们的圣灵四十啊，或者眼泪四十灵修版。过后呢，我们有一个五分钟的一个眼泪或者是圣灵敬拜的诗歌，我们继续默想跟聆听。在接下来十分钟，我们来到一次过的来到默想，来到让这个灵修的音乐带我们更深的绞尽今天所有灵修的内容，还有敬拜歌曲的内涵。所以这是前面的部分，所以我们继续的加油，我们准备我们的心，我们走进今天的灵修。伙伴朋友们，欢迎来到圣灵四十早灵修。那今天呢，我们要来到进入我的圣灵系列灵修版。那其实在我们过去大半年呢，我们都在上着我的圣灵系列的课程。那么呢，在这个我的圣灵系列课程里面，我们不只是在上着课程，我们在我们的宇宙明星或者我们的敬祷会，我们也用圣灵的特征或者是圣灵的果子，不同的果位，来到用这样的流来到敬拜。我相信大家多多少少都会发现到圣灵真的真的是多姿多彩，真的是百花齐放，真的是各样的色彩颜色非常丰富哦，我们对圣灵的认识哈。但是其实我们可能在过去的时候，我们对神的认识就觉得就是宝血、十字架钉在十字架、福音等等等等。但是其实呢，我们发觉到我们对神的认识真的太过肤浅、太过表面。我们真的盼望我们在 不多的日子里面，我们继续浸身在我的圣灵，继续在浸身进入神的一切。你知道吗？这生当中，我觉得值得用我们一切的努力，一切的资源，来到认识圣灵，来到认识天父爸爸，来到认识耶稣。那今天呢，要跟大家分享的是一个奥秘哈。那其实呢，这位神呢，哈，他们其实我们对天父爸爸或者耶和华神父神的认识哦，可能相对在旧约会提的比较多，所以呢，我们大概对天父爸爸的认识哈，也是相对就是说就是在旧约里面我们看到很多他的作为，所以我们对他应该不会太陌生呐哈。所以在各处的旧约特别哈，就提的很多关于到独一的真神哦。那么呢，如果我们来到了新约的时候，我们就看到圣经可能更多提到的是耶稣的部分，所以呢，我们对耶稣也基本上不是很陌生，我们也知道哈，耶稣是神的儿子，同样的耶稣也是神哈。那么呢，但是我们对圣灵的认识会稍微比较薄弱，因为可能在于圣经提到的部分也比较相对没有这么多。那么呢，同样的我们对圣灵的认识也比较少，是因为我们很难摸索到圣灵哈。那么其实我要跟大家讲，圣经里面呢，其实说到天上的神，我们的天父爸爸他是神，耶稣圣子他也是神，同样的我要跟大家讲，圣灵也是神啊。那世界上我觉得呢，其中一个最大的奇妙就是圣灵神他会住在我们里面，我觉得这是天底下其中一个最大的祝福，也是最大的奥秘哈。那么呢，其实你在想，这位创造宇宙万物主宰那么伟大一位神，他愿意住在我们的里面，你想看这是何等何等的一个奥秘，何等的奇妙。那么呢，首先要跟大家先来到拟清一下哈。那其实我们大家跟大家说，我们天父爸爸是神，我们耶稣是神，同样圣灵也是神啊。那这位圣灵呢，只要你心里相信，口里承认，你邀请他的时候，他就会住在你的里面。住在哪里呢？住在你的灵里啊。那么你的灵在哪里呢？比较可能在你的腹中啊。那么不管他在不在腹中，肯定他在你的里面，如果不在里面，我们就已经没有气息了哈。所以呢，其实这位神既然住在我们里面，我们就要想尽办法多多的跟住在我们里面的圣灵聊天说话沟通等等。很多时候既然圣灵住在里面，但是呢，我们没有跟他沟通，没有跟他说话，也没有跟他聊天，到最后呢，你会发觉他在里面跟不在里面也没有两样，对不对？所以呢，就在多年前呢，我记得辛班尼牧师哈，他就在他的书里面，他就写了一个这样的见证。他说多年前呢，有一位农夫哈，反正他在美国的可能一个南部的地区哦，在那边就是种植哈，种植。那种植过后，他发觉大家都大丰收，但是只有他没有大丰收，为什么呢？因为别人一亩的地就种一吨的玉树薯，他一亩的地只能种半吨的玉树薯，所以别人都过得还好，那他就过得很穷很艰难。那过后呢多年熬炼过后呢，他就讲受不了了，他就把地卖掉，然后搬到北部去啊，去那边再买一个地再做耕耘的东西等等。当这个新的买主帮他接过来这块地过后呢，他就发觉到这个地底下有石油啊、哦，有石油。结果呢，都不需要种植了，直接叫挖油机啊、取油机过来，他就已经发财了。所以呢，其实既然圣灵住在我们里面，值得用我们一生的努力， 一生所有的力气、资源、能力来到去寻找到他。所以呢，我们既然我们记得我在神学院的时候哈，那时我们的教授就问我们一个问题啦，他就讲说，他就说其实你们形容一下圣父、圣子、圣灵的关系。啊，有些就讲说，哦，那其实很简单呐，就是冰啦、液体啦、水蒸气啦。有些人就讲说是父亲啦、丈夫啦、跟职业老师啦。有些人就说一个是发生，一个是执行啊，一个是让事情发生。然后有些人就讲说是苹果皮、苹果肉、苹果壳。有些人就说是太像太阳一样有本体、有光、有热力啊。有些人是说是面积、是直径跟圆周啊。那这个我们的这个教授呢就说你们讲的都很好啊，但是呢，其实圣父、圣子、圣灵的关系其实本身就是一个奥秘。真的，我们以我们现在人间有的智慧，用即使几百亿的人的智慧，也没有办法真正去明白到我们这位神的奥秘。所以呢，其实圣父不是圣子，圣子不是圣灵，圣灵是神，圣子是神，圣父也是神，这是他们奥秘奇妙的关系啊。那么呢，我们其实如果我们要对圣父、圣子、圣灵呢有一些认识的话呢，大概我们从工作上我们可以认识哈。那圣父呢，他的工作比较是创造、救赎跟审判。那圣子呢，他的工作比较是道路、真理、生命，是圣子把真理带来啊。那么呢，圣灵呢是安慰、引导。还有带我们进入一切的真理啊，所以他们的工作上就有一些的区分，我们大概这样的了解。那么其实如果我们要知道到圣父、圣子、圣灵他们的一些的品行上，不是品行上，他们的特征上的特质的不一样是什么呢？圣父呢，他比较属于是敬畏、威严、可畏、圣洁跟爱戴。那圣子呢是怜悯、和蔼、可亲、柔美、深爱。那圣灵呢是温柔、温和、甜美、甜蜜、爱意、浓意。所以呢，这我们就能区分他们的一些特征特质的不一样。那圣父呢，我会说呢，他跟我们的关系是一个呵护啊。那圣子呢，跟我们的关系是一个呵爱啊。那圣灵呢，跟我们的关系是呵呵。那可能你很难明白什么是呵呵，其实呵呵就是一种的亲近，一种的亲密，一种的甜蜜靠近啊。其实这很多都是属于圣灵在我们生命当中来到做成这件事啊。其实我们如果我们大概对圣父、圣子、圣灵的认识哈，特别对圣灵的认识会比较薄弱哈。那么其实我会跟大家讲呢，那其实呢，从我们心里相信、口里承认耶稣是我们的救主，我们邀请圣灵住在里面，你就会发觉呢，就是整个人类的救赎是天父计划的，那是耶稣去执行的啊。那么呢，到了我们做了罪人祷告过后，圣灵住在里面呢过后，你就会发觉呢，一切的从我们信因信称义，到我们不断的跟随圣灵称圣，整个的供应链是谁在做的？整个都是圣灵在做的。所以这生当中，只要你活在这个地上，你不能不懂圣灵，一定要弄清楚、弄明白、弄好到底何谓圣灵。其实圣灵很多时候很难用言语去说，不如最好的是你自己亲自的感受它、经历它、摸索它。 所以呢，我就有预备了给大家哈、哦，就是圣父、圣子、圣灵的流，所以大家可以在网上哈、哦，可以去听、我相信这会帮助你更好的去分辨圣父、圣子与圣灵。加油，伙伴朋友们！
Thank you. Thank you.
感谢主。那接下来呢，我们的灵修的第二个阶段，就是用30分钟的时间来到简易灵祷告秘籍。那么首先的10分钟呢，我们就看着我们网上有的照片，每一位报名的弟兄姐妹，我们做成了这个单张哈、哦。那么呢，这个的单张里面呢，有是流质进食的，有是素食进食的。我们就看着我们的伙伴，跟我们同样目标、同样方向、同样生命的意向的伙伴们，我们来到为他们祷告，为他们祈祷，为他们来到用灵来到祷告。过后呢，10分钟我们继续用简易灵祷告秘籍来到为我们的婚姻还有我们的家人祷告。准备好照片哈、哦，看着你跟你太太的照片，看着你跟你家人的照片，10分钟继续用灵来祷告。那最后10分钟呢，就准备你的教会的照片，你的牧师的照片，我们看着这个照片，我们继续用灵来到服侍教会，服侍我们的牧师。所以呢，我们会用30分钟简易灵祷告秘籍给大家准备了，真的我觉得非常棒的这个灵祷告的这个音频哈、哦，这些都是很多神的这个仆人，神的这些一些圣徒他们的一些的灵祷告的录音。所以我们祷告的时候，神开启我们的方言；我们祷告的时候，神晋升我们的灵，进到心灵的深处，跟神紧紧的连接。我们用方言来到这样祷告的时候，神释放新的方言，天上的方言，天使的方言临到我们的生命。我们继续加油，伙伴朋友们。
Hallelujah. Amen. Joel chapter 2, verse 25 to 27. It says, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the upper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which has sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is none else. And my people shall never again be put to shame. Amen. He said they will restore the years that the locust has eaten. They will restore everything that has been missing in the past. He said you shall eat in plenty and shall be satisfied. So we're going to be praying for restoration for the year 2023, and also praying against the spirit of stagnation. Just open up your mouth and begin to blast in the Holy Ghost. El rey barraga tan de le cotón de capa. Rima katele konde pelekada, iramana kale sinaragada, ripa panda ketele kete, ikapale konda parakatanika, iramana karagada. In the name of Jesus, we come against every spirit of stagnation. In this new year, we decree, be gone in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of stagnation, trying to hold us bound, trying to stop us from making progress. In this new year, we decree, be gone in the name of Jesus. We decree, be gone in the name of Jesus. In 2023, we are making progress. In the name of Jesus. In 2023, we are making progress. In the name of Jesus. We decree in 2023, we will not be stagnant. In the name of Jesus. We will not be static. In the name of Jesus, we decree that we are attaining heights. We decree we are growing. We decree we are attaining heights. We decree we are growing. In the name of Jesus, we decree stagnation be gone. In the name of Jesus, in 2023, we will not be stagnant. Ramana kale koto koto, iragande palakonde. In 2023, we decree we will not be stagnant. Whatever did not work in the previous year, we decree and we declare, in the year 2023, you are working in the name of Jesus. Whatever did not work out for us in the previous years, we decree in the name of Jesus, you are working for our good. In 2023, all things are working for our good. In the name of Jesus, all things. Ramana kapale kotokoto, erika palegada. We come against every spirit. We come against every presence. We come against every creature that is stopping us from making progress. We spill the blood of Jesus. We speak the blood of Jesus. We speak the blood of Jesus. I decree that in 2023, we will testify in the name of Jesus. In 2023, we will testify in the name of Jesus. In 2023, we will testify. Kalamana karans kopala gado, eranda katopa. We will testify. The devil will not limit us. In the name of Jesus. The devil will not hold us bound. In the name of Jesus. I decree restoration. In the name of Jesus. The years that the locust has eaten, I decree restoration. In the name of Jesus. I decree that the years that the caterpillars have eaten, in the name of Jesus, be restored. Ah, in 2023, we shall eat in plenty. In the name of Jesus. Ah, in 2023, you will not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus. In 2023, I decree that the plans of the enemies will not come to pass. In the name of Jesus. In 2023, I decree and I declare, you will testify in the name of Jesus. You will testify in the name of Jesus. You will testify. Second Chronicles 20 verse 20. Early in the morning they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set up, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem, have faith in the Lord your God and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets and you will be successful. All I want you to do is to believe in what God has said. and you will experience success like never before. And in the name of Jesus, I decree in the year 2023, the spirit of stagnation be gone in the name of Jesus. In the year 2023, the spirit of stagnation be gone in the name of Jesus. The year 2023, the spirit of stagnation be gone in the name of Jesus. Every spirit stopping you from making progress, I decree in the name of Jesus, be gone in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus. In 2023, you will testify. You will testify in the name of Jesus. You will testify in the name of Jesus. You will testify. Amen. I would like you to say this with me. In 2023, I will testify. You can drop it on the comment section. Say it. Mean what you say. In 2023, I will testify. In 2023, I will testify. In 2023, I will testify. Thank you, Jesus.
Ramba bele conde braca pareco tosu bramale corogodon. Raymandi li brocoton sa pande le brocoton de kipa. Ibande le brocoton da pale brocoton sa pale godo. Ribraca tande beli subranda paraga tanda le godo. Ribarraga tonde pele corogoton de beli sorogodo. Ramende le pande brocoton sa pande le gede. Iraman de prokoton de kapaleko, epele kaparagadan de kalibro godon sapa, eraga pan de le prokoton de le godo, iraga de mende ni ma kapaleko rogoton sipane, ibleban de kile koraga pan de le konda bragada, errande le male costa pan de le korandipa, iraga to makatele korogoton da babanda, e me canda le brogo tonda pa le barragado e rande pele corrogonde pa le casagabande e mende ragatonda pa le corragatande che imam bandi ni mande ne ni panda cara e rame le corrogo sabande le corragada e rame le pandi le cosa panda cani e me corranga da ni mande le corragatande pa Irame kousa pa kandele koramana, irababanda babande kopane, epele koraga pandele korandaka, erraga pande porrokosa. Hey, just build up yourself in your most holy faith. Allow the Holy Spirit pray through you. Erraga tomale koramana. When you pray in tongues, you don't pray with your own understanding. You pray according to the Spirit. Allow the Spirit speak through you. You are just a vessel to speak the will of the Father. Erraga pande lo korokoton. Erremande le porokodomaka. Irranda le marraga tonda pakada. Eka panda le koramande reketeni. Ibramanda ragadanda kapanda legere. Erreke panda kapanda le korokoto. Irramande reketonda parragado. Erraga panda le korokoto. Erraga tana ma papa. Epekendo lo koramande kerani. Irama pandele koraga pana. Isandele koraga tagada mama. Epeketena karaga donda pa. Itlebans kapando. Emeni kapanda kalekoto. Ima banda le korogoto. Erraga banda le koro. Hey, therefore I speak to the sickness. You do not have a place in this body. Erragata, I speak to this sickness. You do not have a place in this body. And I decree in the name of Jesus, leave this body right now. Ragapanda le korogodo. The Bible said that by his stripes you were healed. He sent his word and the word brought about your healing. So I decree and I declare and make bold declarations. In the place of prayers,
that by the stripes of Jesus Christ you have been healed. Raga bande lo korogoto, raga tene makapa, elemagetsona bakada. When you pray in tongues, the whole universe responds to your voice. You speak the tongues of angels, not the tongues of men. So the devil cannot understand what you're saying, because the language you speak is a mystery to him. Just burn to flame the gift of God. Just burn to flame the gift of God. Just burn to flame the gift of God in you. Just burn to flame, burn to flame. Just burn to flame. Rabba katane, eka banda le korogoto, irama ke soba katani le, ipala kato korogoto, eragato magapaleko so, e magatana karagado, irama dele korogo panda le kone, e vaga banda kanaka ne kononikata, e geleko soko panakata, e raga banda li koronde, ipanda le korogo somani, ikana kantele kopana, e kanda kayanko soni, ipanda le korogoto, iragatone. I decree and I declare, in the name of Jesus, you are healed from the crown of your head down to the sole of your feet. Eragatone papa, egetegete. I decree healing in the name of Jesus. I decree your total redemption from that sickness. I decree healing in the name of Jesus. I decree that sick organ is restored. I decree that dying organ is restored. I decree that dying bone is restored. I decree in the name of Jesus, diabetes, you are gone in the name of Jesus. Diabetes, you are gone in the name of Jesus. Arthritis, you are gone in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that kidney failure, I command you right now, leave this body in the name of Jesus. That brain tumor, I command you in the name of Jesus, leave this body. Ragato magada, I decree in the name of Jesus, your body is the temple of the Lord, not the temple of sickness. So I come boldly in the name above every other name, that every sickness, every disease that is not of God, anything in your body that is not of God dwelling in you, in the name of Jesus, I decree according to the word of God. The Bible says, decree a thing and it will come to pass. Decree a thing and it will be established. So I come in the name of the higher priesthood to make bold declarations that the sickness in your body leaves your body right now. I make bold declarations that that disease is gone in the name of Jesus. No longer, no longer will it dwell in your body. Galatians 2:26, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer you that live, but Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rose of Sharon, he that sits in heaven and watches the affairs of men, he that decrees a thing, and it is established, dwells in you. So I decree in the name of Jesus, whatever has not died in your body that is not of God, right now I decree, die in the name of Jesus. When Christ died on the cross, that your sickness was crucified. When Christ died on the cross, that disease was crucified. When Christ died on the cross, that fibroid was crucified. When Christ died on the cross, that issue of blood, that issue of blood was crucified. I don't care what the doctors call it. I don't care what the medical practitioner calls it. All I know that there is a God. There is a God who performs great miracles. There is a God who does great and mighty things. And I come in the name of this higher priesthood. And I decree, and I declare, and I prophesy. I make bold declaration in the place of prayer. get out from this body. I don't know what the doctor has said. Probably they've said that you cannot come up from that disease. Maybe they've said that this is the end. But I come to you in the name of Jesus to decree that sickness is gone. Cancer be gone in the name of Jesus. Cancer be gone in the name of Jesus. Ulcer be gone in the name of Jesus. Ragababanaka esakapa. I decree in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Epakalagadoni. I decree in the name of Jesus. Be gone. I decree in the name of Jesus. Be gone. In the name of Jesus, be gone. In the name of Jesus, be gone. In the name of Jesus, be gone. Egabanaga sondara, eraga pandeneke, ikamande le cosa, eke teke papa, ereke tene papana, elekede. The Bible says, though the enemy comes as a flood, the Lord shall raise the standard. I'm here to say to you that the standard has already been raised. And that standard is the Holy Spirit in you. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. He says, and you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witness. Mark 15 says, the signs shall follow those that believe. In my name they shall speak in new tongues. They shall lay their hands on the sick and the sick shall be healed. They shall pick up their disease and it will never. In the name of Jesus, because I am a believer and you are a believer, and because I believe in the name of Jesus and you also believe in the name and the power at work in the earth, I decree right now, in the name of Jesus, you sickness from the pits of hell, ragapandekoto, I decree be expelled. Ragato, I decree get out in the name of Jesus. I cast out that demon. I cast out that devil. I cast out that devil. I cast out that devil. I cast out the devil. Rokopanagatanaka. God has restored your health. God has restored your health. If you can hear me, I would love you to scream for joy. God has restored your health. God has restored your health. God has restored your health. I want you to say this in the comment section. I am a believer. If you believe in the prayers that have just been said, I would like you to just drop a comment. Say something. I am a believer. I am a believer. Because Christ died on the cross, I have been healed. Ara katan de peleko sapan de libro kotonda pa. Riban de le koroko ton de pelhibro koton sapale koto. Ra kan de fo sapan de le ko ragan de le. Ribro kopan de le koramen de le para katon sapa. Rabele koragatan de le brokoton sapale koragatan. Eriba bande le brokoton de belhiko sapande le konda. Emaka pale koragapande le korabande le ko sapande le koto. Rande basko pande li solo kotosha. Iramendo broko sapande le koragatan de belhiso randi. Repelhi copranda caraba pandele coraban, era pandele coproco socopandele coragatan, erre mando procoton de pelhi coragatan aniba, ibandele polacatan de recoto bramande, erra mando procoton de palhesa la candele procoton, irra bandele coraga pandele coragaton da paneni, I bandele koragaton da braka paragaten. I bandele brokoton sapale korandeke. I ramande brokoton da pale koragatan. I randele mande raka sobra mandele koraga pandi. I papandele brokotonda palegodo. I rabandele kurapa pandele koro. I ramandele kuramande reke sabanda pa. E pele kolaga panda rekoto brakata. Eleketen kapandele ko. I rakato brandele kuramandele keni. Ebele babas ke bandele bando sobrane e raga bandele koraga bandele korapapa. When you pray in tongues, you don't pray with your understanding. At this moment, your mind is unfruitful. You pray by the Spirit, you don't pray by what you know. But the Spirit speaks to your heart. The Spirit makes an intercession for you with groanings that cannot be altered. Raman. So when we pray in tongues, we don't pray by our understanding. We pray by the Spirit. The Spirit prays through us. The Spirit speaks through us. And in the name of Jesus, I decree every chain holding you down. In the name of Jesus, I decree every power holding you down. I decree be broken now. In the name of Jesus, every power holding your business, be broken now. In the name of Jesus, every power holding your family. Every evil voice, every evil power holding you back, stopping you from making progress. I decree in the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus, be broken. I decree be broken. Rema bandele kosogodo. Ima kandele koragapa. Eme kandele ke palagatona. Eme keni kopa. E sale korogoto. I ragata nama. E pekete ke papa. Ele mama naga ragato. Ele bandele kosopapa. Ele papapa. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in high places. And the Bible also made us to understand that Christ has been made the head of all principalities and power. And since Christ is the head, we are the body. We also reign above principalities and power. So it is an insult to your identity as a believer to be under the shackles of the enemies. So I decree in the name of Jesus, every chain holding you down, ragapalakoso, every chain stopping you from making progress, randole pakatonana, every chain stopping you from achieving what God has destined for you, in the name of Jesus, I command you right now, rabapandelekoso, be broken. Ragatana makalekosa pane. I decree in the name of Jesus, be broken. Ragato lagapandelekoto. Epekete negetegeto. Ragatana ma. I speak to you, demon. This body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, not the temple of diseases, not your temple. This body belongs to Jesus. Ragatona Baba. And I stand in a place of prayers to make bold declaration in the name of Jesus. Every chain holding you bound, Ragatsopana, in the name of Jesus, be broken. Every chain holding your business,
be broken. Every chain holding your family, your marriages. Every chain holding your life. Every chain stopping you from making progress in life. In the name of Jesus, I command you right now, be broken. In the name of Jesus, I command you right now, be broken. In the name of Jesus, I command you right now, be broken. Lose your grief. Ragatone, who the Son of God has set free, is free indeed. All things have passed away. Indeed, all things are ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. All things have been made new. You are a new man in Christ Jesus. You were crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live. Yet not you and I, but Christ lives in us. Rakatoa. And the life which I live in the flesh, the life which you live in the flesh, you live by the faith of the Son of God, who loves you and gave himself for you. So I decree in the name of Jesus that you have been crucified with Christ, not because of what you did, but because of what Christ did. And I make bold declaration that whatever that is not of God dwelling in you right now, I decree, get out! Ragapalagato, elepagato. Yes, I would love you to say this word with me. I have been set free from the shackles of the enemies. Let's say it again. I have been set free from the shackles of the enemies. I am no longer in bondage. I am a free man in Christ Jesus. I am no longer in bondage. Ababash. Ragabalakatopada. I am a free man in Christ Jesus. I am no longer in bondage. Ara, right now I decree your freedom. Ragabababa. Right now I decree your freedom. In the name of Jesus, right now I decree your freedom. Hey, decree that I am free. Yes, you are a free man in Christ Jesus. Right now I decree your freedom. Right now I decree your freedom. Right now I decree your freedom. Rejoice, for you have been made free. Rejoice that you are a free man. Rejoice, for you are a free man. Christ has made you free. God has made you free. God has made me free. God has made us free. We are free. Ragabababababa. Emanaleko sokopadaka. Rebababandeleko padakatanaka pakatonokoto. Rebondo sopalika nakandekos. Rababababa. The Bible says in Romans 10, 9-10. If you believe in your heart, Lord Jesus, and confess with your mouth that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Oh, 是要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。耶和华是我的牧者，
感谢耶稣。哇，我们的灵修这样一下子就已经结束了，可见的灵修真的很享受，美好的时光真的很快很快的过，所以我们只能祈求祈祷，让我们不只是早上只是灵修时刻，让我们每一个小时每一分钟每一秒都带着灵修的心智，因为圣灵就住在我们的里面，圣灵就在我们的灵里，就在我们的腹中。我们来到继续的保持着神的同在，保持着跟神紧紧相连的关系。今天从早上到下午到晚上一整天都要有神的同在。加油伙伴朋友们，这是第二周，我们继续的彼此鼓励，彼此的拥抱，彼此的擦肩，彼此的牵手，一起的前进。我是你的朋友以诺，神与你同在。